നമോ ഭഗവതേ വാസുദേവായ. ഓം നമോ ഭഗവതേ വാസുദേവായ. ഓം നമോ ഭഗവതേ വാസുദേവായ. നാരായണം നമസ്കൃത്യ നരം ചൈവ നരോത്തമം ദേവീം സരസ്വതീം വ്യാസം തതോ ജയമുദീരയേ നഷ്ടപ്രായേഷു ഭദ്രേഷു നിത്യം ഭാഗവത സേവയാ ഭഗവതി ഉത്തമ ശ്ലോകേ ഭക്തിർഭവതി നൈഷ്ഠികീ. Today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 17, The Descent of the River Ganges, Text Number 14. Navasu api varsheshu Bhagavan Narayanaha Mahapurushaha Purushanam തത് അനുഗ്രഹായ ആത്മതത്വവ്യൂഹേന ആത്മന അദ്യ അപി സന്നിധീയത്തെ. നവസ്വ അപി വർഷേഷു ഭഗവാൻ നാരായണോ മഹാപുരുഷഃ പുരുഷാണാം തദനുഗ്രഹായ ആത്മതത്വ വ്യൂഹാനേത്മനാദ് അപി സന്നിധീയത്തെ. വേർഡ് ടു വേർഡ് മീനിങ്സ്. നവസു ഇൻ ദ നൈൻ, അപി സെർട്ടൻലി, വർഷേഷു ട്രാക്ട്സ് ഓഫ് ലാൻഡ് നോൺ ആസ് വർഷാസ്, ഭഗവാൻ ദ സുപ്രീം പേഴ്സണാലിറ്റി ഓഫ് ഗാഡ് ഹെഡ്, നാരായണ Lord Vishnu, Mahapurushaha, the Supreme Person, Purushanam, unto His various devotees, Tat Anugrahaya, to show His mercy, Atma Tattva Vyuhena, by expansions of Himself in the quadruple forms, Vasudeva, Shankarshana, Pradyumna and Aniruddha. By expansions of himself in the quadruple forms, Vasudeva, Shankarshana, Pradyumna and Aniruddha, Atmana, personally, Adya Api, until now, Sannidhiyate, he is near the devotees for accepting their services. Translation purported by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedan Swami, Srila Prabhupada. To show mercy to His devotees in each of these nine tracts of land, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, known as Narayana, expands Himself in His quadruple principles of Vasudeva, Shankarshana, Pradyumna and Aniruddha. In this way, He remains near His devotees to accept their service. Purport. In this connection, Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur informs us that the demigods worship the Supreme Lord in His various deity forms. Because except in the spiritual world, the Supreme Personality of Godhead cannot be directly worshipped in person. In the material world, the Lord is always worshipped as Archavigraha or deity in the temple. There is no difference between the Archavigraha and the original person, and therefore those who are engaged in worshipping the deity in the temple in full opulence, even on this planet, should be understood to be directly in touch with the Supreme Personality of Godhead without a doubt. As enjoined in the Shastras, Archaye Vishnav Shiladhir Gurushu Naramatihi, no one should treat the deity in the temple as stone or metal, nor should one think that the spiritual master is an ordinary human being. One should strictly follow this Shastric injunction and worship the deity, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, without offenses. The spiritual master is the direct representative of the Lord, and no one should consider him as an ordinary human being. By avoiding offenses against the deity and the spiritual master, one can advance in spiritual life or Krishna consciousness. In this regard, the following quotation appears in the Laghu Bhagavatamrita. In the Padma Purana, it is said that in the spiritual world, the Lord personally expands in all directions and is worshipped as Vasudeva, Shankarshana, Pradyumna and Aniruddha. The same God is represented by the deity in this material world, which is only one quarter of His creation. Vasudeva, Shankarshana, Pradyumna and Aniruddha are also present in the four directions of this material world. There is a Vaikuntaloka covered with water in the material world, and on that planet is a place called Vedavati, where Vasudeva is located. Another planet known as Vishnu Loka is situated above Satyaloka, and there Shankarshana is present. Similarly, in Dwarakapuri, Pradyumna is the predominator. On the island known as Svetadvipa, there is an ocean of milk, and in the midst of the ocean is a place called Airavati Pura, where Aniruddha lies on Ananta. In some of the Satvata Tantras, there is a description of the nine varshas and the predominant deity worshipped in each. Vasudeva, Shankarshana, Pradyumna, Aniruddha, Narayana, Narsingha, Hayagriva, Mahavaraha and Brahma. The Lord Brahma mentioned in this connection is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When there is no fit human being to empower as Lord Brahma, the Lord Himself takes the position of Lord Brahma. Tatra Brahma tu vineyaha purvokta vidhaya harihi. That Brahma mentioned here is Hari Himself. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shri Vasadi Gauravakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. In the last verse, it is described how denizens in heavenly planets and all, they enjoy in other varshas also. Only on this earthly planet, this Bharat Varsha, there is so much suffering and all. In some other varshas beyond Himalayas, you know, which we cannot see now, they don't suffer like this. Them women are much more beautiful. There is no disease and all that. So the highlight of this that Prabhupada mentions in the purport, that actually even though they enjoy sense gratification and all, but still they are devotees of the Lord. You know, they are Sakama Bhaktas. Whenever there is trouble, they go to the Lord. You know, that is one point. Like it is mentioned in 9th Canto Bhagavatam, in the pastimes of Maharaj Yayati. As all of you know, Maharaj Yayati enjoyed so much and all. Then in the end, in 1 minute, he got transformed into a devotee. You know, just like it is said that as soon as the birds develop the wing, they just fly off. Like that, as soon as he has realized that, you know, this is all nonsense, he immediately became a devotee. So Srila Prabhupada actually mentions in the purport that even though he is enjoying all the time with his two wives and all over the world, Meru Parvat and all, but within his mind he is always thinking that I am a servant of Krishna. Because of that constant thinking that, you know, I am servant of Krishna, it helped him, you know. So that is the advantage. So it doesn't mean that, you know, we should not think, okay, I will also enjoy. And, you know, in Krishna book, there is this pastime, you know, where Krishna gave this flower wala, you know, benediction, that you enjoy as much as possible, your senses will remain strong, After that you will come back to Godhead. Why I am taking, you know, brahmacharya and all, so much austerity. You know, somebody gives me benediction like that, you know, have the cake and eat it too, you know, they say like that. Like that. But for that, you know, Krishna has to give you benediction. You can't take it for granted like that. So this is there. But actually this kind of devotional service, Krishna is not very pleased. In sixth kind of Bhagavatam, when the Vritrasura's problem was there, troubling them, all the demigods, they went to the Lord. The Lord regretted, you know, that you come to me for solving the problem. If you want, I will give you Vaikuntha. But he indirectly said, you are all foolish. You know, instead of asking for Vaikuntha, you are asking me how to kill Vritrasura. Right? So, Lord regretted. Prabhupada, you know, writes in the purport, you know, Lord regrets, you know, this kind of people asking, you know, for this kind of benedictions. So, we have to get out of this, you know, thought process that, you know, we should enjoy in this material world. Some people, they enjoy with the blessings of Krishna, and some people, they want to enjoy without the blessings of Krishna. But both are bad. You know, both are bad. But those who enjoy with the blessings of Krishna are better, but, you know, they have a hope that, you know, they one day they will become pure devotees if they happen to meet a Mahabhagavat Vaishnava. So, except because this verse shows that except in the spiritual world where devotees actually directly worship the Lord, you know, sometimes in Brihat Bhagavatamrita it is mentioned that Brahmaji worships, you know, in Brahmaloka, sometimes Krishna appears, he personally offers him worship. Sometimes in Indraloka, our Vamandev accepts worship from all the demigods, you know, that's why he is called Upendra, like that. But otherwise, constantly they cannot see the Lord. Constantly they cannot see the Lord. So, in order to give audience to the Lord, in order to accept service from his devotees in all these material planets, Krishna appears as Archavigraha. It is mentioned that there are five forms, right? Like Krishna, the original form, Para, means the original form of Krishna in Golok Vrindavan. Who is accessible only to his pure devotees who are in Krishna Prem. And another is Vyuha. Vasudeva, Shankarshana, Pradyumna and Aniruddha. You know, Krishna expands as this Chaturvyuha. So they are also not accessible to us. Sometimes, once in a while, they come as Ram, Lakshman, you know, Shatrughna or Bharat. Like that, they come. For some time they give darshan to the people, but they are not accessible all the time. Then another thing, third form is Antaryami. Third form is Vaibhava. Vaibhava means these incarnations, Narsimha, Kurma, Varaha, you know, all these incarnations, they appear for very less time. Narsingdev maybe for 1 hour or 2 hours he must have appeared, right? Right? In 1 minute he killed. Then I think it might have taken them 1 hour or 2 hours for offering prayers and all. After that, he disappeared. Like that. So these are called Vaibhava forms. Then fourth one is Antaryami. Antaryami means the 400 form of the Lord as a super soul present in this, in our everybody's heart. So these four forms, what are they? Para, Vyuha, Vaibhava and Antaryami. You know, these four forms are not visible, not approachable by ordinary human beings or even demigods also. Sometimes only the Lord is visible. So in order to facilitate for all the people to approach the Lord very easily, so all these four forms are combined into Archavigraha. So this deity form of the Lord contains all the four forms: Para, Vyuha, Vaibhava and Antaryami. So one who is worshipping this deity form of the Lord, you know, so they get the benefit of worshipping the Lord directly. That's why Srila Prabhupada warned that don't think that Krishna is a stone. Right? Be careful. Like other day Lucknow, we have seen Mayavadika Maya. Right? They say, no, idol worship, idol worship. Now, what is this idol worship? So that is real idol worship, you know. Ye Mayavati itna bada garden banayi thi, you know, such a huge garden she made. All, you know, statues of Kanshiram and Mayavati, elephants and, you know. So all these crows and, you know, pigeons, they pass, you know, stool on those. Right? Then once in a Prabhupada says, you know, Gandhi, you know, everywhere there are Gandhi statues. Right? Throughout the year, all these crows and all, they pass stool. On 1st October, the sweeperman of municipality, they come and clean with the brush, which they clean all the roads. Right? Then 2nd October, everybody comes and puts garlands. And then 3rd October onwards, again the crows pass stool for 1 year. Right? So this is called idol worship, but we don't do that. You know what we do? We do deity worship. So deity worship means Krishna comes by the invitation of the pure devotees of the Lord. Right? That is why, depending on who established the deity, the deity is popular accordingly. You know? When Brahmaji establishes the deity, like, you know, Balaji, Jagannath, you know, they are established by Brahmaji himself. So they become most popular deities. Right? Balaji is the most popular deity in all over the world. Crores and crores of people, they go and take darshan.
Kya ho gaya?
Don't look at them, no. So, depending on the, like, see Radharas Vihari, you know, so Srila Prabhupada established. So, you know, so many people come and take darshan of the Lord. So, like that, there is this deity forms. Actually, they are eternally existing, all these deities. Like in America and all, how, you know, deities are manifest, right? So, the deities are already there, you know. Just by the desire of Srila Prabhupada, they became manifested. Right? So, in, like in 1968-69, when the devotees are struggling in London to establish the temple, and then Srila Prabhupada was writing to them that you keep the temple open and then I will come. Keep the temple open, make the temple ready, I will come. So, somehow or other, they were making the temple ready, and then Srila Prabhupada came. And the deity also came. Right? So, they were not actually planning to install the deities or anything. Because that time, you know, they were only, you know, doing, keeping the photographs of Panchatattva, Radha Krishna deities and paintings. Not even the photographs. You know, Jadurani Mataji would paint Panchatattva and they would worship. Right? There were no deities. And then many times I told Jagannath Baldev Subhadra how they became manifest, right, in San Francisco. So, then there was no, what is the installation ceremony of Lord Jagannath Baldev Subhadra? So there was no fire sacrifice, nothing, right? So there is not even lamp offering. They didn't even know how to make battis. They didn't even know how to make battis. So Srila Prabhupada said, okay, today installation ceremony of Lord Jagannath Baldev Subhadra. So he said, whoever is coming, let them bring some offering. Then Srila Prabhupada said, lit candles. So then he told some devotees, you do kirtan. And then as long as kirtan is going on, you keep on offering the candle light. Mumbatti. So they were offering, you know, Mumbatti, and Kirtan was going on. You know, Kirtan was going on. So that is the installation ceremony of Lord Jagannath Baladev Subhadra. Right? So, later on, Srila Prabhupada commented that, actually I felt today that Gaur and Nitai were dancing in the Kirtan. You know, Jagannath. So that's why Srila Prabhupada gave the name New Jagannath Puri, you know, to that place. New Jagannath Puri. Like that. So later on he came to London and they had no plans to install the deities or anything. And one day there is a Hindu Samaj is there, so they brought some deities of Radha Krishna to London to establish. So they informed Tamal Krishna Maharaj, somebody, Gurudas Prabhu, that the Krishna's small finger little bit broken. So according to their Hindu customs or whatever, they said this deity is not eligible to be installed because there is a crack or anything, breakage in the deity. So they offered to them that, do you want? Srila Prabhupada said, why not? Come, let us go. So he, Tamal Krishna Prabhu Maharaj, Tamal Krishna Maharaj, Gurudas Prabhu, they all went. So that gentleman, he was a Bengali, Prabhupada was speaking to him in Bengali. Then Srila Prabhupada indicated to Tamal Krishna Maharaj, just check if you can lift the deity. So Tamal Krishna Maharaj understood what is Prabhupada's intention. He just did like this, and Prabhupada, yes, we can lift the deity. So he told Gurudas Prabhu, just check if you can, just check if you can lift Krishna's deity. He said, yeah, no problem. Okay, come, let's go. So that Hindu gentleman, he was saying, Swamiji, ruko, we'll get it repaired. Don't worry. We have a very expert repairers. Yamuna Devi can do it. You know, she can do it. Let us go. So Tamal Krishna Maharaj lifted one deity, Gurudas Prabhu lifted another deity and took them kept them in the car. So, then later on, Prabhupada, they were sitting in the back seat of the car, and then Srila Prabhupada was sitting in the front seat, and then he turned back and then he lifted the wheel. You know, they were covered, you know. He lifted the wheel, then he offered, Ishvara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha Anadiradir Govinda Sarvakarana Karanam Chintamani Prakara Sadma Shukalpa Vriksha. Like that, you know, Brahma Samhita praise, Prabhupada started offering. Then then he went back to temple, then again he offered obeisances. Srila Prabhupada said, Krishna played a trick. Krishna played a trick on these Hindu gentlemen. Actually, he did not want to be worshipped by them. So that is why he played this leela of getting his finger broken. You know, Krishna played that trick. Like that. Then, Srila Prabhupada actually, that time, you know, all this opulence was not there. They were struggling. So Srila Prabhupada called Yamuna Mataji. Then he showed, you know, how the dresses should be done. You know, there were no embroiderers, no tailors, nothing. So Prabhupada showed, you know, how the skirt should be there, how the fan should be there, how the chadar should be there, you know, like in a dancing, like our deities, we worship in a dancing form, you know. So Krishna is ready to dance. Like that, Gaurnita also. So ready to dance. So Yamuna Mataji and other Matajis, they were actually working day and night, because it's unexpected, no? Suddenly deities have appeared. So unexpectedly the deities came. So they were working day and night to make the dresses ready for the London temple installation, you know. It is Bari place. It is in the beginning. It is temple was there in Bari place. Later on, it was shifted to Soho Street, right? So Srila Prabhupada gave the name Radha London Ishwar. You know, very beautiful deities of Radha London Ishwar. They were manifest. So one day, Srila Prabhupada, Yamuna Mataji, she was looking at the deities very lovingly and chanting her rounds, sitting there. And then Srila Prabhupada saw her and then he said, so you like them? Yamuna Mataji said, yes Prabhupada. So Srila Prabhupada said, just follow this, process given by me. That time even only Bhaktirasam Sindhu was there and few books are there. You just read my books, whatever books I have printed. That time even all these 10 cantos or 11 cantos were not there. And then chant Hare Krishna, worship the deities nicely, take prasadam, you will come back to Godhead. It's simple. Like that. So later on, one day they were offered some cookies to Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada said, where is Sandesh? where is Sandesh? So Prabhupada, what is Sandesh? Oh, you don't know what is Sandesh? So Srila Prabhupada is very fond of Sandesh. Prabhupada said, Krishna likes milk sweets a lot. Right? Milk sweets a lot. So, where is Sandesh? Then Prabhupada said, come, I will teach you how to make Sandesh. Right? Then Prabhupada actually taught her, how to make Sandesh to her. He said, you offer this, what is this cookies and all? Right? So now in ISKCON, we have so much pizza culture, Right? But Prabhupada did not like. He said, okay, in order to encourage those devotees, local devotees, okay, you can offer. But now it has become a mode of sense gratification. Okay, offer it, Otherwise, Prabhupada always liked, when 1967, when he went back from India, after being treated, getting treated, he took coconut grating machine. So, because Prabhupada is very fond of coconut laddus, right? I think Upendra or somebody, one day he was doing massage and Prabhupada was supposed to go somewhere else. Then Prabhupada, please stay back, something like that. He was saying, if you make very nice laddus and feed me, then I will stay back. Right? Like that. So, this traditional items, we should offer more. I don't know how this cake culture came, So, every time during the festival, cake kidare, Nityananda Sreyaduska cake kidare, Janmashtami ka cake kidare. So, if I don't give, they think that I am some criminal or something, some other Mahaprasad, I will give you. Nene, cake nahi diya aapne, itna seva karaya aapne. Where is the cake? What is this cake? Is as if Krishna. It's not that this cake thing. I don't know where how it came. Right? This one day in 1968, when Prabhupada was in Montreal, Govindadas Mataji. That time this Vyas Puja and all was not there. So Govindas Mataji, she was there, and then Srila Prabhupada's birthday was there. So then she made a very nice cake, and then she put candles. Swamiji, that time they were not even calling Prabhupada as Prabhupada. They were calling Swamiji. Swamiji, today we will celebrate your birthday in Western style. Oh, Prabhupada said, oh, what is that? So this cake Prabhupada because that time Prabhupada was not aware. So Prabhupada, on birthdays we cut cake, then we blow off the candles. We blow off the candles. Said okay. So Srila Prabhupada was very nice. Said okay, then he blew off the candles. Then he said, for what? Said, you blow off the candles and you pray whatever you want. The God will fulfill. Okay, then said Prabhupada, cut the cake and they fed him and he blew off the candles. And then Govindas Mataji, Prabhupada, Swamiji, what did you pray? Oh, I just prayed to Krishna that please engage me in your service. Right? So, anyway. So these various deity forms of the Lord, many of the deities, they manifest by their own free will. you know, to receive the service from his devotees. I will tell you one very nice pastime which you have not heard before. Srila Prabhupada mentioned this pastime very briefly in Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Leela, but I got complete details. This is from Brahmand Purana, Brahma Purana. Gautami Tirtha Mahatmya. Some of you must have gone to this place. There is a place called Bhadrachalam. Have you heard? Bhadrachalam. So this pastime has happened in Dwapar Yuga initially. In Dwapar Yuga, like you are all hearing this before that. In Treta Yuga, when Lord Ram was performing pastimes, when he was in Panchavati, along with Sita and Lakshman and all, he was going around. So that time, Sita ji, you know, she is a Sukumari. You know what is meant by Sukumari? You know, Sukumari means their bodies are so soft. Her body is so soft that even if she would walk, her lotus feet are so soft. Sitaji's lotus feet are so soft that even if she would walk on the dunlop, you know, carpet, her feet would become reddish. So, you know, they become hurt. I like that. You know, so she has, like, you know, Draupadi, Sitaji, they are all called, you know, Asurya Pasha. Asurya Pasha means even sun cannot see them. Sun cannot see them, you know. So, like that. So, they are so beautiful. So, such beautiful lady, Sukumari, she was walking on the, you know, in the forest, you know, all the thorns and all, you know, pricking her lotus feet. So, Ramji felt very bad. Then he has chosen one shila, one rock, one big rock. You know. So, he was sitting there and Sitaji was, you know, sleeping on the Lord Ram's lap. And very nice weather and atmosphere and all. So because then, you know, it's like Saraswati Devi singing, you know, Vasantarag. You know, like that. So Sitaji fell asleep. You know, so Ramji was, you know, waiting. So much love they have, you know, Ramji has for Sitaji. Then that Shila is actually, you know that, some of the stones, Prabhupada also said, there are souls. You know that? In some of the rocks are, of course, they have lifeless, but some of the rocks, they have soul in their bodies, in their inside. So those, they expand. You know, they expand. So that Shila happened to be one living being. So Ramji was very satisfied with that Shila, that, you know, that Shila gave rest to both of them. So he blessed them. You know, he kept his lotus feet on the stone and then he blessed them. Yeah, he blessed that stone. That, you know, in future you will become my devotee. Like that. So later on, Meru Parvat, you know, he is a person. You know, all of you must be aware that all these Parvats, you know, they are persons. Previously they used to fly in the sky. And because some of these mountains, they became proud, they were obstructing many things. That's why Indra became very angry and cut their wings. Indra cut their wings. That's why they became stationary. Otherwise they used to fly from one planet to another planet, from one place to another place, like that. The mountains, they were living persons. So this Mount Meru is a living person. So this Mount Meru and his wife Meru Devi, both of them are very devoted to the Lord. And by the time Sitaram, Lakshman, Hanuman, they left this world, they concluded their pastimes. And in all the 14 planetary systems, there is not a place where they were not glorifying Ramayana and Ramkatha. Constantly Ramkatha was going on in all planetary systems. And everybody was getting merged in Ramkatha. You know, Ramayana is very sweet, you know. That's why Valmiki Muni is known as Adikavi, because he is the first poet, you know, very beautifully composed by Valmiki. And whoever would listen to Ram Katha, and they would become merged in Ram Bhakti, and they, you know, they become absorbed. And the whole, all the three worlds, they became absorbed in Ram Katha. You know? And then Meru Parvat also, he also heard Ram Katha. Then, you know, then both of them developed a desire that, you know, they should have a son who will become a great devotee of Lord Ram. So they did great tapasya. You know, they did great tapasya. Then Lord Narayana came in and blessed them that yes, you know, definitely you will have a son. So then this Shila, who was blessed by Ram, he took birth as a son of this Meru Parvat and Meru Devi. So his name was Bhadra. You know, his name was Bhadra. So right from the childhood, he was so much absorbed in devotion. You know, so these parents, both the parents are very worried, you know, what happened, you know, he's not like a normal child, you know, he's not playing and all. So then Narada Muni, he came to know, and then Narada Muni came to their house, and then they expressed their concern, you know, our son, you know, he's not doing anything. So don't worry, he is, you know, he'll become a great devotee of Lord Ram. So then he just kept his lotus hands on his head. And as soon as he kept his lotus hand on the head of Bhadra, he immediately imbued with devotional service to Ram. You know, then he requested, he begged him that please, you know, teach me how to become a great devotee of Lord Ram. Then he gave him mantra and all. Then he started doing tapasya. Very great tapasya he started doing. Then Indra, as usual, became very disturbed. You know, then he started sending all these apsaras and all. So there was no effect. Then he started sending all these cyclone, typhoon and all that. So he was not disturbed. Then because of his tapasya, so much disturbance was there. And then all the demigods, they went to Brahma. Then Brahma said, don't worry. He is not doing for Indra, you know, your singhasan, Indrasan. Then they all went to Lord Narayana, said, my dear Lord, this Bhadra, because of his tapasya, whole world is disturbed. So please do something. Lord Narayana blessed him, assured them, don't worry, he is my devotee. And by his tapasya, all the three worlds, they will become purified. Srila Prabhupada said, if one pure devotee is there in the temple, Krishna will maintain the temple. You know? For one devotee, suppose if one pure devotee is traveling in the aeroplane, even if others also are supposed to die, right? Krishna will protect that aeroplane. Right? So, like that. So, don't worry, this, then, immediately, and this Bhadra, he became, he was standing on one leg and doing tapasya for so many thousands of years to have darshan of Lord Ram. You know, and then immediately the Lord Narayana, he was talking and then he just left. And Lakshmiji was surprised. You know, Lakshmiji was surprised, are where Lord is going? And Lakshmiji also ran behind him. Then Garuda, he said, oh, Lord is going without me. You know, he's just walking, you know, walking barefoot. Then he also came behind him. Then Vishwaksena, you know, he also came, like that so many of his associates, they came running behind him, and the Lord appeared in front of Bhadra. And Bhadra prayed to the Lord, you know, then he gave darshan of Ram Narayana. You know, in Bhadrachalam, the deity is Ram Narayana, means he is four-handed form, but in two hands he has Shankha and Chakra. And in two hands he has bow and arrow. In Abhayhasta, there is arrow. Arrow is there. Like that, in left hand, you know, this bow is there. Like that. So, when he saw the Lord, like, you know, all of you know, like Dhruv Maharaj, Prahlad Maharaj, when, you know, Lord gives darshan, you know, that is the perfection of life. Right? For us, you know, Lord, the perfection of eyes is to have darshan of the Lord. If you can have darshan of the Lord, akshanavatam, you know. So, gopis also are praying that, you know, the perfection of our eyes is to see you, my dear Krishna. Like that. So, all the devotees, they aspire. That is why Lord comes to this material world. Sometimes, to give darshan to the devotees. You know, so that is his main function. Prabhupada says, paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya cha dushkritam. So vinashaya cha dushkritam even Maya Devi can do. But paritranaya, because devotees want to see the beautiful pastimes of the Lord, they want to take part in the pastimes of the Lord. So that is where they aspire, that Lord should come. And Lord also comes for that only. Right? That is why Lord, when Lord Krishna comes, he never kills any demons. Right? It is mentioned, Laghu Bhagavatamrita, that when Lord Krishna appears in Vrindavan, all the deities, all the forms, they appear along with him. Rama, Narsingha, Vayu, Varaha, everybody appears along with Krishna. So whenever a demon comes and he has to be killed, so Vasudeva Krishna comes and kills. So Krishna never kills. Right? He is only enjoying. Like that. Then he had given them darshan and then this Bhadra prayed to the Lord. Then Lord Ram offered him some benediction. Then he said, my dear Lord, why are you cheating me? Huh? Why are you cheating me? It is just like, you know, going to Kalpavriksha and asking for neem juice. Right? All these foolish people who go to the Lord and ask, you know, many people, they tell me, oh Prabhuji, please pray to Radha Raspberry that my son should get married. You know, my daughter should get married, my son should get a good job. All right? Suppose if your son gets a good job, you will be happy? You have no problems? Huh? There will be no problems in your life? So like that, coming to the Lord and asking for some material benedictions is just like, if you go to Kalpavruksha, you should ask mango juice. Right? You should just say, you know, one drum full of mango juice, please give me, my dear Kalpavruksha. If you ask for neem juice, what do you know? You are a fool. Then the Bhadra said, my dear Lord, please don't cheat me. You know, I don't want, you know, my eyesight has become perfect by seeing you. I don't want anything. Then Lord Rama said, no, you ask something. He said, okay, if you want to give something, you make me again this parvat, this, you know, and then stay on here for the benefit of all the people, you know, in the archa form. Everybody should have your darshan. Then let me sit on my head. So, like that, you know, Bhadra became Parvat again, and then Lord Rama, Sita, Lakshman, and Sita, these three forms, they manifested on this Parvat. And then Meru Parvat ko sone ka kami nahi hai. Right? It is made of gold, right? Thoda sona nikal ke pura golden temple they made. Yeah? Nowadays they ask, hey, why do you spend so much money on marble? Right? Why don't you use it for, serving poor people? One person came. I asked that person, where do you stay? He said, I have a flat in Juhu. Why didn't you shift to Darvi and Jopadpatti and sell off that flat and use it in serving poor people? For you need a comfortable flat. For the Lord only poor hut. One reporter asked Prabhupada, why you need he said, the Jagannath Rath Yatra, why do you need such a huge chariot for the Lord? Prabhupada said, because you are a small, you know, insignificant living being, that's why you need a small car. Right? Lord is so big, that's why he needs a big car. Right? So what is this nonsense, you know, wooden cart? We should have golden carts. Right? Golden cards. Like that. So one day somebody asked Prabhupada, why you are traveling in Mercedes, you know, that time, you know, what is this, Rolls Royce car? You know, why do you need? Prabhupada said, I am the spiritual master of the entire world, Jagat Guru. Actually, you should give, what is this stupid Rolls Royce car? You should give me a golden car. I deserve it. Because you cannot give me a golden car, I am adjusting in this Rolls Royce car. Right? Like that. So they made a golden temple, you know, all golden paraphernalia. Paraphernalia is made with gold and all. So a lot of, all the devotees from all over the world, they are coming and taking darshan of Ramchandra, Lakshman and Sita. Then when Kali entered, Bhadra prayed to the Lord, that my dear Lord, Kali is entering. Now you, please stay back here, don't go anywhere. Please stay back here. And for all this Kali Yuga Vasis, you know, you give darshan. You give darshan to the all the people. Then all the gold temple and all disappeared. And regular temple was, you know, manifest. Otherwise, in Kali Yuga, they will steal the gold. Right? In Melkote, they have this crown, right? Studded with diamonds and all. So they have so much security, you know, for that. Sometimes once in a while they take out that crown and, you know, they put the Lord and they do procession. Very beautiful. The worship is there in Melkote. Like that. So, that was temple was there. So in 17th century, the Lord became unmanifest for some, after some time, right? Beginning of Kali Yuga. So in 17th century, Lord Ram appeared in the dream of one backward caste lady, Dukkamma. So said, "Hey, you know, you are like Sabari. Please wake up. You know, I am there on the hill. Please take me out and worship me. I am Lord Ram. I am your Ram." Like that. So she was devotee of Ram. So she got up and she was very old and, you know, somehow or other struggling. She, you know, climbed up the hill, you know, searching, you know, where. But it could not find. She could not find. Then again she came back. Again in the morning, next morning, she Lord Ram came in the dream. He said, "Hey, come, you know, I am there in front of the palm tree." Right? Palm tree. You know, just, you know. So she went up and then she took the water of Gautami, you know, Godavari. And then she bathed the Lord, and then all the villagers, they came and they dug out an ant hill. So in that ant hill, Lord Ram, Sita, Lakshman, beautiful deities of Sita, Ram, Lakshman, you know, Lakshman, they were manifest. Then she started worshipping. So in that that time, only there is a king, Badsha, Golconda area was ruled by Tanisha. And he had to some assistants, Akkanna somebody, and his nephew Gopanna, he was a tahsildar in that area, and then he was responsible for collecting taxes, you know, he was responsible, so he was collecting taxes and all, and by nature he was a great devotee of Ram. And then there was some, one day he went to collect some taxes in one village near that, you know, there is no one. And then he asked one old man, "What happened? Where is everybody?" So, "No, they all went up the hill, because, you know, you don't know, Lord Ram manifest on that hill." Then he went there, and then when he saw the beautiful form of Ram, he fainted. You know, then he said, "Wow." Then all the villagers, they said, "Okay, you are tahsildar, why don't you make a temple? So you collect taxes, you use this money, then amongst all of us, we collect, you know, donations, then we'll give it to you." You know, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he always used to insist, like in ISKCON, you know, 1,000 rupees, hundi mein dal do, right? 500 rupees to lete nahi hai, ISKCON wale, right? Kya 500 rupees deta hai, right? Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, they used to collect 1 paisa, 10 paisa, 50 paisa, that time, and they used to give receipt. You know, so one day he had a project. Then one gentleman from Calcutta, he said, "You know, I will give the entire money." Srila Bhakti said, "No, I don't want your money. I want everyone to contribute for this project. Even if it is single paisa, let him, you know, because everyone should get the benefit. You know, everyone should get the, not that, you know, one person gave all the money and, you know, then others don't get, because, you know, temple construction is a great, helping in temple construction is a great devotional service. Krishna says in Bhagavatam 11th canto that if somebody donates land for the construction of my temple, I will make him the king in the next life. He will become a king in the next life. of some country. Just to give a piece of land, next life you'll become a king. You don't have to contest elections and get a fight and like that. So then he said, okay, we will. So how much time? How much money it will take? 6 lakhs silver coins. Yeah, 6 lakhs silver coins are required for constructing a beautiful temple. Then he said, okay, so he was collecting taxes from everybody. So he used that money and constructed the temple, and beautiful temple was manifest. And in order to install accordingly, of course his guru was there, Raghunath Bhatt Acharya. Then he saw all the astrology, this, and said, yes, you should construct the temple. Then what happened? The Sudarshan Chakra was not manifest. He is not available. He is not seen. Then the Gopanna said, my dear Lord, you are testing me. I think there is some incompleteness in my devotional service. No, I am impure. I am an offender. So what is the use of my living? Because now the temple is ready. The Sudarshan Chakra is not ready. Is not there. So that's why he said, he jumped into the Godavari River. He said, no, my life is useless karke. Then immediately, as soon as he woke up, he opened his eyes. He was there near the bank only. And then only up to the feet, water was there. And then immediately, he was floating across actually, before that. He was floating across and something hit his head. Then he opened his eyes and then he saw Sudarshan Chakra hit him his head. So he took out the Sudarshan Chakra and then he started walking out. So all the devotees, they were very perturbed that, Gopanna committed suicide. He jumped into Godavari River. So Raghunath Bhatta and all, Acharya, his guru and all, they were waiting on the bank of the river, wailing and crying. Then immediately they saw, Gopanna walking with Sudarshan Chakra on his head. Then they all proclaimed, hey, you are a great devotee, you are a servant of Rama. From now onwards, your name is Ramdas. Right? That's why he became famous as Bhadrachalam Ramdas. Like that. They installed a deity and very wonderful. They established Brahmanas from Srirangam, they came. According to Panchratrik Vidhi, they established all the Vidhis and all. They great worshippers. And then everybody was happy. So meanwhile, some of the servants of Tanisha, they became very envious of the name that is our Ramdas was getting. Then they went and complained like that, without your permission, he spent all the money collected from the taxes and constructed the temple. So immediately they arrested him. They arrested him and they were bringing him. Then all the villagers, they said, you please take us, don't, he's a very Mahatma. Don't punish him like that. Don't punish him like that. Then Ramdas said, don't worry. Then he went and then he said, why you constructed the temple without my permission? Is it your father's property? It is Raj, Dhan. How you can use that Raj Dhan without my permission like that? Then he explained, see, we'll give it back. All the villagers are collecting the taxes. We will give it back. Then he said, why your Ram needs such a big temple? Right? Then Ramdas became very angry. I said, you are actually king of only this, few people. But Ram is the king of entire world. We are all under his direction only. So you spend all the money for drinking and smoking and all. We cannot spend money for Ram's temple. So with that he became more angry and then he said, 12 years rigorous imprisonment was given to him. Even now if you go to Golconda Fort, that prison house where Ramdas was kept, it is still there. It is still there. You can see. So he was arrested and he was given rigorous imprisonment. So their contention was that in order to construct Ram temple, you need permission of Raja. You say that, then we will leave you. He said, no. He refused. Then, he was tortured like anything. And then from his devotion, he sang so many bhajans. In Andhra, they are very famous. Ramdas bhajans. Ramdas kirtans. Very famous bhajans are there. Then sometimes, he offered, very nice you know, waist belt, then necklace and all that. So he was, one day he was very frustrated and he was praying to Ram, I gave you, you know, waist belt, casting so many, you know, varahas. So what do you think? Is it your father's property? Tera baap ka hai kya? Aisa, you know, aisa bolte hai na? Tera baap ka hai? So tera baap ka hai? Dashrath Maharaj diya tha kya? Like that, you know, he was chastising Ram. Then one day Sitaji became very, then he was praying to Sitaji, you know, Nanubrova mani chappave Sitamatalli, please, oh Sitamatalli, oh mother Sita, please tell your husband Ram to show mercy on me, you know, why these guys are punishing me so much, like that. So Sitaji's heart melted, then she told Ram, you know, please, you know, why didn't you deliver him, you know, your devotee, for your temple construction only he spent, he didn't spend money, you know, for something else. So please, then Ramji said, no, there is a prarabdha karma is there. So in his youth, he was keeping one beautiful parrot, you know, in the you know, in the cage. So for 12 years, for so many years, they were there in the cage. So as Ramji explained to Sita, because, you know, he arrested and kept, you know, this parrot, you know, they were supposed to, you know, fly around, you know, they're to be free, right? So he has to suffer like this. So now this prarabdha is finished, I'm going to deliver. Like that. Then Ram and Lakshman, they left their, you know, chadar and all. They wore, you know, sainik dress, you know, soldier's dress. And they went. Then when the Hanumanji and Garuda, they saw that Ram and Lakshman, they are going somewhere, they came behind them in horses. So Ram, Garuda became horse for Ram, and Hanumanji became horse for Lakshman. So both of them rode on the horse and went to Golconda in Hyderabad. And they patted this Tanisha. Hey, get up, get up. Then as soon as he opened his eyes, then the entire room was effulgence, full of effulgence. Then he could not see anything. And the effulgence was cleared, and then he saw very beautiful two sainiks are standing there. Then he asked, hey, who are you? Now, how did you enter without my permission? Like that. You know? Then he said, I am Ramoji and he is Lakshmoji. You know? So we are servants of Ramdas. So in order to pay the you know, all the whatever money he took, we came to give it back. So he has to pay you 6 lakh silver coins, you take 6 lakh gold coins. Then you write that, you know, on the then he extended their chadar, you know, they were wearing some chadar. I said, you sign your you keep your mudra, put your, you know, stamp that, you know, we return back your money and release Ramdas, you know. And Pranisha signed on the, you know, chadar and put the mudra. Right? Then he could not, what he was thinking, you know, he became like a madman, you know. Then they disappeared, and then he said, wow, such beautiful persons, you know. Such beautiful persons. Then immediately he ran, you know, he wanted to see them more, but they disappeared. Then immediately he thought, is it a dream or what? Then, but actually the gold coins are there. And you know, these gold coins, they saw, you know, there is a, what do you, we have, you know, Bharat Mata Ka Mudra, you know, that symbol is there, no? So that symbol is Ram and Lakshman and Sita ka symbol was there on the coins, like that. Then he became mad, you know. Then immediately he understood that, you know, Ramdas is a great devotee. Then he ran to the prison house, and then he opened the door. He said, Ramdas, then he fell at his lotus feet, said, please forgive me. You know, please forgive me, like that. Then I said, what happened? Hare, Ram and Lakshman, they came and paid back all the money. You know, 36 lakh gold coins. You know, 6 lakh gold coins. Then Ramdas became very ecstatic, and then he embraced the king and said, "You are so fortunate that you know you could see my Ram and Lakshman." You know, Ram and Lakshman. And later on, he was released and all, but he became very dejected. Ramdas. He became very dejected. Then I said, "What happened? Why he is dejected?" "Because I worked very hard. You know, I constructed the temple, I sang bhajans and all. I didn't have darshan of Ram and Lakshman. And this person who has arrested me, he could see Ram and Lakshman. My life is a waste." You know, "My life is a waste." Like that, he became very dejected. Then, of course, Ram came and offered him moksha. When Ram and offered him moksha, then he became more dejected. So, "What is this moksha? You know, nonsense moksha. I don't want." Ram smiled and said, "Okay. Don't worry." Then he came, then he gave him darshan. Then he said, "You will be, as long as this Kali Yuga is there, I'll be manifest. You know, and then this will be known as Bhulok Vaikuntha. So anybody who takes darshan of me, you know, they'll be, it's equivalent to having my real darshan, my own darshan. Then you will be known as Bhadrachal Ramdas. Right? Then your songs will be sung by people, all over Andhra and all that." So later on, he established this worship of, Sitaram Kalyan Mahamahotsav. You know, every year Ram Navami, they have this Kalyan Mahotsav. So he offered, this Mangal Sutra and all that. So for Kalyan Mahotsav, even Tanisha Maharaj Varsha came. Then he offered a lot of gifts to Lord Ramchandra, from inside. Then he proclaimed that, for every, all his descendants also should give, for Ram, Ram Sita Ram ka, Kalyan Mahotsav. So like that, we'll go one day. I went sometime long back, childhood. So very beautiful DTC is there, Bhadrachal. It is not very far from Hyderabad, Kamam, right? I think 2-3 hours from Kamam, 3 hours, right? So on the beautiful bank of Godavari River, the temple is very popular in Andhra, like that. So like this, there are so many deities, they manifest, like that Balaji also, right? So Prabhupada said, Balaji means who? Krishna only, Bal Rup. And because they say out of respect, G, that's why he became Balaji. Otherwise, he is Krishna only. Right? Krishna only. Like that. So like this, many deities, they become manifest. So by performing this deity worship, Prabhupada in Chaitanya Charitamrita 15.109, it is mentioned that for chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, you don't need initiation. Right? For chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, you don't need initiation. So in the purport, Srila Prabhupada writes that if for chanting, simply by this Kali Yuga Dharma is chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, so simply by chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, if you become perfect, then why do you insist that you should accept spiritual master and why should you take initiation? So Srila Prabhupada explains in the purport, because even though it is a fact that simply by chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, you become perfect. And for that you have to chant offenselessly. But as long as we are in this material world, our senses will be disturbed. We are prone to contamination. We are prone to contamination. So, in order to protect ourselves from falling down to sense gratification, the deity worship is a must. Right? Like, essence of all Vedas is Upanishads. Essence of Upanishads, all Upanishads is Bhagavad Gita. And essence of Bhagavad Gita is given in middle chapters, 6 chapters of Bhagavad Gita, 7 to 12. Essence of this 6 chapters is given in 9th chapter. Right? So essence of all verses of Bhagavad Gita is last verse of 9th chapter. Manmana bhav madbhakto madhyaji mam namaskuru. Right? And if you observe, this verse is spoken by Krishna twice. Manmana bhav madbhakto madhyaji mam namaskuru is spoken by Krishna twice. One in 9th chapter and 18th chapter. 1864 I think. Right? Twice. That means you can see, you can know the importance of this verse. So what is the meaning of this verse? Manmana bhava madbhakta. You always think of me. Madbhakta, become my devotee. Madhyaji, worship me. And mam namaskuru. Right? Mam namaskuru, offer obeisances to me. Srila Prabhupada said once in Paris he was giving lecture. Krishna told, you know, Manmana, always think of me. You know, worship me, become my devotee, offer obeisances to me. What is the difficulty? Why they don't do it? Right? So Srila Prabhupada was there in Paris, and then he did some 2-3 programs, and then he arrived from somewhere, and then he 2-3 programs he did. Then night it became very late, 1 o'clock or something. And then next day morning he got up. Then Srila Prabhupada asked Harivilas Prabhu, I think that time he was the president, said, where are all the devotees for Mangala Arati? They all assumed, because you know Prabhupada was slept late, so there will be no Mangala Arati. Right? So Prabhupada, where are all the devotees? Prabhupada, they are all sleeping. Right? I think why all these grihasthas are in Maya? Because most of the devotees are, you know, that time grihasthas, they are in Paris. Why all these grihasthas are in Maya? Then Srila Prabhupada said, yeah, actually, in order to be in Maya, only they get married. Right? So, Prabhupada writes in Second Canto Bhagavatam, especially for grihasthas, deity worship is a must. Especially for grihasthas. Because so many distractions are there, so many contamination is there. So if you have deity at home, you know, you worship the deity, then your time is adjusted according to the deity's timings. You know, the food is offered for the Lord's pleasure. So like that, our whole life should be revolved around the deity worship. Right? But actually for pure devotees, like Mahabhagavat and all, like, you know, once Srila Prabhupada came and then he saw the chariot, then he offered obeisance to the chariot. So everybody said, chariot? Oh, tadiyanam samarchanam. So whatever is paraphernalia that is belonging to the Lord, that is also equally worshipable. You know? So like that. So basically this deity worship is meant for neophyte devotees. So the problem with neophyte devotees is, neophyte means, Prabhupada said, always fighting. Right? I can very nicely manage the deities and all, but dealing with devotees, I have a great problem. Right? Where living with difficult devotees is the most difficult thing in the world. We think like that. And then we perceive like that. No, oh, this devotee is like this, that devotee is like that. I wish, you know. Right? Like that. But slowly, slowly, by worshipping the neophyte devotee means lot of ego. Madhyama devotee means less ego. Uttamadhikari means no ego. Right? They say, no, you, unless you, the ego means, you know, some maya, they say, ego means, you know what? Edging God out. E-G-O, right? Edging God out. Right? So, if you have ego, we are actually pushing away Krishna. Right? So, slowly, slowly, you know, we should have. Prabhupada, I was surprised. In NVD lecture, I was hearing day before yesterday. So, Prabhupada says, taking care of the devotees is more important than taking care of the deities. He said, suppose a pujari is doing aarti. And one devotee comes. Prabhupada says, you should stop the aarti, go out, receive the devotee, and continue the worship. I heard once, one sannyasi came to visit the temple, there was no prasadam available. Prabhupada said, give that bhoga. So Bhoga meant for Krishna, he has served them to sannyasi. Like that. So Mahabhagavat, we should know, you know, how to take care of the devotees. So along with, still you purify the ego, you know, by worshipping the deities. You know, actually there is a long class now. All my time is gone into telling that story only. Some other time I will tell. So once one devotee approached Kanchipurna. There is one great devotee of in Kanchipuram. So Kanchipurna said, ask the Lord, you know, whether I'll go back to Vaikuntha or not in this life. Because it was known in Kanchipuram that Lord Varadarajan speaks to Kanchipurna. Right? So Kanchipurna, every day he used to offer, you know, night in the night time, chamar in Shayan or during Shayan, and put the Lord into the rest. And so Lord Varadarajan would not sleep without, you know, Kanchipurna offering, you know, chamar like that. So during that chamar, even once Ramanuja also had some questions, then he told Kanchipurna. So every day he used to speak to Varadarajan, and then all the devotees in Kanchipuram, they would request, hey, go and ask the Lord. You know, what about this, what about that? So this devotee asked, so Lord, we went and asked the Lord, see, so and so devotee is asking whether he will go back to Vaikuntha. So Lord said, somebody who is connected to you, how he cannot go back home, back to Godhead? Even though he is not qualified, because he is very attached to you, I will take him. Very good. Then he came back and told. Next day he got a doubt whether I am going back or not. Because I am not attached to any devotee. And then he went and asked Lord Varadarajan, so, am I going back to Godhead or not? What do you think? You are crazy or what? Simply by worshipping me, you will not go back home, back to Godhead. Right? You have to worship a devotee. Right? Prabhupada, when he went to Mayapur, first he constructed the long building, later on temple. You know that? Somebody asked why like that? Oh, first devotees will come, they will chant Hare Krishna, then Lord will manifest. Right? If you see in our Pujari ashram, is above the deities. Right? Above the deities, our Pujari ashram. We live above the Lord, on the top of the Lord. Then Dr. Patel asked, how you are, you know, constructing, you know, Pujari quarters above deities? Srila Prabhupada said, Mad Bhakta Puja Adhika. My devotees are worship more than me. Like that. Worship of my devotees is more than my worship. Like that. Anyway, so if it is, that is the thing, why should I do chamara every day to you? Come on, goodbye, you know, I'm going, huh? So Kanchipurna left. So then he disguised himself as a coward boy, and then he went to one great devotee, a disciple of Yamunacharya, Mahapurna. He went there and he started doing seva for him. You know, he started doing seva for him. Then you know, we are devotees, real devotees, they are not like us, like me at least. You know, they are very sweet. Very sweet means they are sweet like, you know, honey, you know, sugarcane juice. Nobody wants to leave their company. Right? Like Srila Prabhupada, yesterday the Prabhu was saying, no? Dheerashant Prabhu. Right? So they were again and again offering obeisances. So Srila Prabhupada, so the many devotees like in the beginning, like after he came back, went back, you know, sickness and all. So sometimes, you know, these Jadurani Mataji and all, they would restrict people, you know, from meeting Prabhupada and having darshan. You know, darshan means, you know, Prabhupada would discuss. So nobody wants to leave. So Mataji would tell Prabhupada, Swamiji, unless you stop speaking, nobody will leave. Like that. So once Jadurani Mataji did not arrange some lecture or something, so Prabhupada asked, why you didn't come? Prabhupada, you are very sick. No, I didn't want you to strain yourself by speaking too much. Then Srila Prabhupada told her, if you love somebody, you want to hear from him. You know? So, like that. So, this Mahapurna became so attracted to this Kanchipurna that in Tamil, you know, they say, Mapillai, okay? Mapillai. My son, huh? Sanilla. So he started calling him very lovingly, you know, relation and all. One day he went for grazing the cows, taking care of the cows. Then there was a huge rain and all. Heavy rain was there. You know, heavy rain was there. Then he could not come back. So he had to stay back in the Goshala only, and he did not meet Mahapurna. And then Mahapurna was not getting sleep. Where is this, you know, devotee? Where is this Mapillai, Mapillai? Like that he was chanting. Then he, after some time, you know, middle of the night, he became very disturbed. You know, he disturbed. And then he said, where is it? And then he came in the rain only, you know, to Goshala. So there, you know, Kanchipurna, because you know, no one was there, so he took out his, you know, gopa dress, and then he wore, you know, dhoti kurta, and tirunama, you know, tilak and all, you know, chanting, you know, Om Namo Narayanaya. Sitting there. And he said, hey, who are you? Who else said? No, actually, I am Kanchipurna. Mahapurna, you fainted, you know. Kanchipurna, from whom I am taking service? You are such a great devotee, you know, speaking to Lord Vardarajan. Then he fell at his feet and said, please beg me, forgive me, please forgive me. You know, actually I don't mean it, I don't know who you are, all that stuff. I said, don't worry, you know. I came on my, you know, myself. Then Lord Vardarajan also, he started missing the seva of, you know. Once he Kanchipurna left Kanchipuram and went to Tirupati, doing seva there. So Lord Vardarajan came and fought with Balaji. You, why you took away my servant? I am feeling very hot. I don't get sleep. I said, Balaji said, I didn't take your servant. He came on his own. No, why are you keeping him? You know, tell him to get out. So no, I can't say that. Like that, they are having, you know, fight. Balaji and Ranganath, not Ranganath, Vardarajan. Like that. So Lord Vardarajan said, no, no, you please come back. Yeah, come back, you know, over. You know, that was enough, you have done enough service. Like that. So from this pastime we can understand, along with the serving the deities, you should serve devotees also. Right? Otherwise you will remain a neophyte, Kanishtha Adhikari. So like that, so much to say. This deity worship, I will tell some other time all the salient points of deity worship. Okay, Hare Krishna. Any questions, comments? I wanted to read out the offenses to be avoided in deity worship. All of you can read from Bhaktirasama Sindhu. Very important. If you see, Srila Prabhupada gave Bhaktirasama Sindhu, in order to become perfect in Krishna consciousness, you have to follow 64 regulative principles. Right? So out of that, if you see, 35 to 40 are related to deity worship. 35 to 40. Then many times I mentioned this in my class, that if you follow this morning program from 4:30 to 9:30 up to Prasadam, every day you follow this morning program, 4:30 Mangalarti to taking cold water bath and attending Mangalarti, and then chanting Japa, Guru Puja, Darshan, Bhagatam class, all this. If you do, you know, you will be doing 50 items every day out of 64. You can count. 50 items. So, Srila Prabhupada is very particular, even though Kali Yuga chanting is the main, but in order to remain protected from falling down to the sense gratification, one must actually perform deity worship. Everybody should take part in deity worship at one point of time. Grihasthas especially, they should have deities at home and worship every day. Like that. Then you become purified. Then one day, you know, Krishna will become perfect in Krishna consciousness. Okay? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Any questions, comments?
When Kanchipurna joined again at the old temple, he again once asked Lord whether I will be going back to Godhead or not. Then God said, now you will go because you have served the devotee.
Yeah. Okay, Hare Krishna.